Next, we have our sports roundup from Andrew Colomossi. Hello again, and welcome back to our regular look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And with the start of the new Lancashire League season just a couple of weeks away, we open with cricket and news that Todmorden have suffered a setback before a ball is bowled. Sen Muthusami, the South African all-rounder due to be Todd's 2021 pro, will not be coming to Centre Vale after all because of problems with meeting coronavirus quarantine requirements. Todd moved quickly to sign a replacement and announced that their 2021 paid man will now be Sri Lankan test batsman Atega Rocheya Shivanka Silva. Let's just call him Silva for now. Silva, 32, is a top-order batsman who has made 12 test appearances, scoring 702 runs with one century and 550s at an average of 35.1. In all first-class cricket, Silva has scored 8,740 runs at 48.8, although his off-spin bowling appears to be strictly of the part-time variety, having claimed just a couple of wickets. He's previously featured in this part of the world with Gisborough in the North Yorkshire and South Durham League and Irish club North West Warriors. However, the bad news for Todd's supporters is that Silva is currently touring the West Indies with Sri Lanka and will not be available until early May. In the meantime, Todd will use substitute pros. Meanwhile, Wolsten's long-serving pro, Sri Lankan all-rounder Umesh Karunaratne, has arrived and is currently in quarantine ahead of the start of the new season. And now some good news, because by the time you tune into this month's edition, local amateur sport should be well on the comeback trail after 3 months inactivity because of virus restrictions. All around the area, amateur sportsmen and women who have been waiting patiently for a restart have turned out in force to mark the return of something approaching normality. Golfers, tennis players and footballers are already back, and the Halifax Cricket League is due to start on schedule on April the 17th. Unfortunately, Bridgehome, our local representatives, will not be joining in as their division features an odd number of teams and they've drawn the short straw with a free weekend, but their time will come. Meanwhile, proof that sport in Calderdale is back in business came courtesy of the BBC television news last week, when golfers at Mount Skip in Hebden Bridge were featured on their return to action. Pity it wasn't River Rocks, but at least it provided proof that local sport is back in action at last. Now, some more good news, this time from the angling fraternity, who have been given the go-ahead to prepare for a busy summer. It was feared that the Angling Trust's guidelines for the return of their sport would come with some pretty tough restrictions. But the news is that match fishing and night fishing will be free to return. There will be no statutory limits on how far anglers can travel to take part in the events, and private and charter boat fishing can resume. Nevertheless, the basic message for anglers, like other sportsmen and women, is that they should remain aware of potential problems and stay within the guidelines for what is, after all, a mainly solitary pastime. Finally, back to cricket and news that all 8 test-playing countries were on duty at Todmorden Centre Vale ground during the school Easter holidays. Not, we hasten to add, in the shape of Joe Root, Virat Kohli and company, but with the presence of about 50 local schoolchildren enjoying coaching sessions under the watchful eyes of coaches Darren Walters of Todmorden and Wolsten's Matt Dawson. The youngsters were divided up into 8 groups, each carrying the name of a cricket nation, and despite the Arctic conditions, were clearly enjoying every minute. And news from the 2 camps at senior level is that Wolsten have appointed John Lord as their new second 11 skipper, following the retirement of Stuart Hansen. They open their campaign at Clitheroe, followed by a home tussle with Cone and an away match at Crompton before the first local derby of the season against Todd at home on May the 8th. Meanwhile, Todd, once again led by Andrew Sutcliffe, have home matches against Middleton and Ramsbottom and a trip to Darwin before locking horns with their neighbours.